I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for the day. Our title is The Faucet on the Chair. When God uses everyday moments to change our hearts, our scriptures cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7. This past weekend, I headed to my property in Goldfield, Nevada. I had a simple plan in mind, clean a few things up, relax, enjoy some quiet, and get some much-needed rest. That was my plan. God had another. When we arrived, the property was covered in weeds. Everywhere we looked, there was more work to do. Instead of resting, we spent the weekend pulling weeds, cleaning, hauling, and working from morning until it was time to head home. Then just before leaving, one more thing happened. The hot water shutoff valve on the kitchen sink broke. If you've ever had one problem after another pile up, you know how quickly discouragement can settle in. I knew we had bought a replacement faucet, but I had no idea where it was. I asked my wife, "Do you know where the new faucet is?" She replied, "Probably in the back of the truck." Those words didn't encourage me. The back of the truck was a disaster. Tools, supplies, boxes. It looked like someone had shaken everything up and slammed the lid shut. I wasn't excited about digging through that mess. I'll admit it. I was complaining, maybe not out loud very much, but certainly in my heart. I was frustrated, tired, and definitely grumpy. Then I opened the truck. The first thing I saw were two folding chairs that needed to come out. I grabbed the first chair, and guess what? Hanging from that one leg was the brand new faucet. I just stood there, disbelief, and laughed. Felt like one of those moments where God smiles and says, "Really, Jason? You were worried about this?" It wasn't that I just found the faucet. It was how I found it. Not buried under piles of boxes, as I had imagined. Not after searching an hour. It was literally hanging off the very first thing I picked up. In that instant, God reminded me of something I'd forgotten. My problems were never bigger than my God. How often do we do the same thing? We allow weeds, literally or figuratively, to consume our attention. Unexpected problems show up. Plans fall apart. One inconvenience turns into another. Before long, we're grumbling, worrying, and acting as though we're carrying the world on our shoulders. Scripture reminds us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Philippians 4:6. Notice Paul doesn't say to pray after we've exhausted ourselves trying to fix everything. He says bring everything to God, even broken faucets, overgrown weeds, messy trucks, even our bad attitudes. Jesus also reminds us, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life," Matthew 6:25. Why? Because the same God who feeds the birds and clothes the flowers knows exactly what we need before we ask. Sometimes God's greatest miracle isn't changing our circumstances. Sometimes it's changing our perspective. That faucet hanging on the chair wasn't just plumbing. It became a sermon. Reminded me that God was taking care of me all along while I was busy complaining. It reminded me that God's provision often arrives before we even realize we'll need it. The faucet had been there the whole time. I just hadn't looked. How many blessings has God already placed in our lives that we're overlooking because we're too focused on the mess? The weeds were temporary. The broken valve was temporary. My frustration, honestly, unnecessary. God's faithfulness never changed. James gives us a challenge. Every good and perfect thing is a gift from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. James 1:17. That weekend ended with more than a repaired sink. It ended with a repaired attitude. God used an overgrown property, a broken valve, a messy truck, and a faucet hanging from a folding chair to remind me that he is in control. Sometimes God doesn't speak through thunder. Sometimes he speaks through a faucet. And sometimes his gentle sense of humor says, "I had this handled before you even opened the truck." Father, forgive us for the times we allow frustration and worry to replace our faith. We confess that we often focus on the weeds instead of your blessings, the problems instead of your promises. Thank you for caring about every detail of our lives, even the ones that seem small. Help us to trust you before we complain, to pray before we panic, and to remember that you are always greater than whatever stands in front of us. Open our eyes to see the blessings you've already placed in our path, and remind us daily that you are faithful in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.